Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 11th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate told the tale of the treacherous journey of Emmanuel C. Gordon. The Emmanuel C. Gordon was a 63-ton schooner under the command of Captain Carton McQuilkin, a seaman for 25 years. The vessel left Trinidad on August 29th, bound for Barbados, a simple journey one would have believed. Things, however, took an unexpected turn when bad weather sprung up seemingly out of nowhere on the Friday night after they left Trinidad. Darkness consumed the vessel with strong winds coming from the west, accompanied by relentless rains, thunder, and lightning. The experienced captain described the weather as the worst he'd ever encountered, and credited the saving of the vessel and their lives to the competent crew, which worked incredibly hard to keep the Emmanuel C. Gordon afloat. The boat, unsurprisingly, took quite the beating, as she jutted back and forth in the roughness of the waves. The swells overcame the deck, forcing water into the cabins, with her sails torn and rigging stripped. These injuries forced her to seek haven at St. George's, Grenada 2 days later. There, the vessel received some temporary repairs, enough to get her to Barbados, or so they thought. They set off on Wednesday, but once again met the beast of bad weather, this time southeast of St. Lucia. This round was even worse than the first, recalled the captain, with violent waves that reached 4 feet in the air. The water thrashed the schooner, soaking the clothes, the bunks, and the cargo. The kitchen was overturned, stove and kitchen utensils lost. It was not until later in the evening when the winds finally abated. The crew, now with nowhere to sleep and likely on edge, remained awake, keeping watch all night. Once again, the captain ordered a detour, and according to the advocate, limped into the port at St. Lucia with another badly damaged sail. The Emmanuel wasn't the only one in a bad state, as almost every boat in the harbor had also suffered damage from the storm. After some repairs, the Emmanuel left St. Lucia with a stock of 500 drums of cola and juicy cases. The third time seemed to be the charm, as no other detours were needed, and she finally docked in Barbados on Sunday, September 9th, the story of her stormy voyage being published on this date, September 11th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.